This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Iran's foreign ministry yesterday criticized U.S. President Joe Biden for retaining sanctions against Iran that were imposed by former President Donald Trump, calling it a matter of shame. Foreign ministry spokesman Saeed Khatibzadeh said at a briefing on Monday, "The United States has not changed from the Trump era regarding the imposition of sanctions, and this could be a matter of shame for those who have founded their election campaign on distancing themselves from Trump administration's bullying policies." Now, Trump unilaterally withdrew the U.S. from the Iranian nuclear accord in 2018, a deal that had curbed Iran's uranium enrichment capabilities in exchange for lifting of economic sanctions. A year after the U.S. pullout, Tehran decided to decrease its commitments in the deal. Khatibzadeh also reiterated that Iran may stop part of an inspection to its nuclear facilities by inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency next week. The United States today urged Yemen's Houthi movement to halt an offensive on the government-held city of Marib and join international efforts to find a political solution to the more than 6-year civil war. The advance by the Iran-aligned Houthi movement on the last government-held northern city threatens to complicate the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden's new drive to intensify diplomatic efforts to end the conflict. Speaking on behalf of the Secretary of State, State Department spokesman Ned Price.
And he also knew at the time and knows now that we can do two things at once. We can ensure that we are not worsening the humanitarian plight of Yemen's civilian population while continuing to put pressure on the leaders of the Ansarallah or the Houthi